Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and we are live in the studio today. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank and praise God for this another week that has commenced, that has set from the shore and into the ocean of the week. We thank God for each of you that's chiming in, tuning in today to be a part of our show. We bless God for all of you everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Boy, what a powerful, powerful weekend we've had. Oh, my goodness, the presence of the Lord just has been so, so dynamic, so strong. Oh, my goodness, people of God, we've just had a wonderful, wonderful time. Praise the Lamb of God down in Cincinnati, Ohio, with Bishop Cousins. Oh, my God, Victor Cousins. What a gentleman, what a Christian gentleman he is, and what a man of excellence. All that facility that he has built there, boy, for about $15 million. And God has worked a wonderful, wonderful work for him. Praise the Lamb of God. And got that bill all the way down now to just a little over $4 million, and he's excited about that bill. But God spoke a word as I was departing. I was laying on the bed, praise the Lamb of God, about to go to sleep on Friday night, and the Lord said, when you see the man of God tomorrow, tell him I'm going to pay the building off faster than he expects. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a word. And he had just spoke the word that day before to someone he knew, some minister he knew, and called him on the phone to confirm that the very same word I gave him, he had spoke and told the guy, I believe it's something in my spirit that's saying that God is about to pay this thing off for me. Oh, my God, the Lord is so good, people of God. I'm sure you saw the pictures, praise the Lamb of God, of the home on the page. Those of you who frequent our page, of the young lady, oh, by this time next year was the word that was in my mouth for her. And what happened to her, praise the Lamb of God, the woman has received her home, her and her husband and family, beautiful large home. Pictures are there. The testimony is there. There's only one way for you to know that a prophet is a prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. And that sure way is that what he speaks, praise the Lamb of God, comes to pass. And we thank God for more confirmations in this season. Oh, my God, our daughter Nicole, praise the Lamb of God about our first fruits and how God is increasing her life. Praise the Lamb of God. I got another call, another first fruit sower. Praise the Lamb of God, how God is increasing their life. I got another call from another first fruit sower, how God is increasing their life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just for their obedience to the word of God, just for listening to the words of the man of God and doing what God says to do, and this is the result in. I am excited, praise the Lamb of God, of what God is doing, signs, wonders, and miracles. Oh, my God. I wish Angel was here with me even right now. Praise the Lamb of God, to just share with you how blessed we were as we were there in that session and the power of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. Oh, my goodness, in that auditorium with angels singing, standing on that platform, flat foot by herself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord entered that sanctuary. And before you knew it, people were on their face, laying on their face, prostrate in the sanctuary. Praise the Lord, all in between the pews and things of that nature. Oh, my goodness. And then the Lord let us minister the word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And boy, what a time we had. We'll talk about that some more down in the show, I'm sure. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, some of them have already joined our page. Others have befriended me in one way or another. And we just thank God for the connections, the prophetic links that God is allowing us to make in this season. What a wonderful hospitality. Oh, our new book came out. Our new book is out. I have some right here, people of God. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. So you can order your book. Don't play no games. You can order your book. $15 right there at PSMI, praisethelambofgod.org. You know how to get there. For $15, you can have your fall on your knees copy. Praise the Lamb of God has 12 chapters in it for you. Hallelujah. A full good stuff. Some people are reading and posting on Facebook about their reading, about what they're getting. Hallelujah. People are still ordering. Some people, the few of them are still ordering from Cincinnati. Praise the Lamb of God because of the others who have picked up the other two of our books. So there's three books out now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you need to get your copy. While you can get your copy, praise the Lamb of God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Some books will be going out in the mail towards the end of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. As we accumulate the sales, praise the Lamb of God, then we will be sending them out. I am excited, 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 excited. Praise the Lamb of God about you, 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 and you, and you, and even you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people are not excited no more about the journey. Some people are not excited about what God is doing for them. I mean, I'm 40 years in the ministry next year. I'm 40 years in the ministry. Praise the Lord. I'm 40 years in the, I'm as excited, even more excited today than I am, than I was 40 years ago. I thank God that I still have the joy of Jesus. I still have the excitement of what he's doing. Praise the Lamb of God. I still have not seen enough that I am bored with God. Hello, somebody. I haven't seen that much yet that I am bored with God. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season, and I hope you are too. In the name that's above every name, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. I see you all lining up, chiming up. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah, I know I'm going to get my daughter on here. Praise the Lamb of God to come and speak a word because she was there. I see you in queue, Lele. So I'll be coming to you, but we're going to listen to Shayna for a minute. Y'all know I like to hear Shayna, wrong version. Let's listen to this one right here. Get ready, get ready, get ready for this.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless Shayna. The Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth, the nations, to declare his glory and his majesty. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Your Majesty, praise the Lamb of God. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are here listening to PSM Live, praise the Lamb of God. It's the top of the week, praise the Lord. For those of you that are listening in, you can give the number to someone else, praise the Lamb. They can call in and be a part of our live studio today, or they can listen via the internet. The area code is 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio. We're going to, right here, praise the Lamb of God. Who is this here? I think this granddaughter. Granddaughter, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay? No, you're not. Praise the Lord. Where are you?
I am in the hospital, but I'm doing okay.
You're in the hospital, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, but you're doing okay. We always say we're doing okay, even when we know we need the prayers of the saints. Amen? Praise the Lord. We need some prayers going up for granddaughter today. Praise the Lamb of God. She's there in the hospital in Chicago, Illinois. And I want the saints to pray for her just as she prays for everybody else. Praise the Lamb of God. All week long, every day, she's in place. Praise the Lamb of God. A minister, but she's in place as an intercessor. And I want pray people to know, praise the Lamb of God, when you're in place, hallelujah, and you do these things, the enemy does not turn his head and say, well, I'm not going to attack her because she's doing the Lord's will. No, that's not what he does. He turns around and say, I'm going to attack her or him because they're doing the Lord's will. We too have like passions as any other person on the planet, praise the Lamb of God. We too have our weaknesses, praise the Lamb of God, and where we need strength and encouragement and love, praise the Lamb of God. So I'm asking the saints to make sure you pray for granddaughter today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're live with me here, praise the Lord, and we thank God. You just stay, remain in queue, granddaughter, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is Athelia. How are you, girl?
Good afternoon. How are you?
We are blessed of the Lord today to be a part of this live show, praise the Lamb of God, after such a powerful weekend. I don't even know how I got strength to get out of the bed this morning. And let me tell you, that bed was feeling mighty good this morning. But we thank God we are here, we are alive, and we thank and praise God for all that he's doing today. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Athelia, you're going to have to lead us to the throne of grace today. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to pray for us, pray for Sylvia. Praise God. I know she's in a meeting on a conference call right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Lift up granddaughter today. Hallelujah, that the Lord would heal. There's so much going on. The young man that went with me, James, along with Angel that rode with me down to Cincinnati, the musician and what have you, he was suffering from respiratory problems. He has asthma. And then some other people reported, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know we are praying with for Ma Bertha, praise the Lamb of God, who's been suffering in our body from respiratory issues and what have you. We want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we continue to pray for, praise the Lamb of God, the sick and shut in. Those that's down in the bayou, we're praying for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amanda's mother and father, I keep them on my altar. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is doing a wonderful work in Papa. I call him Papa Baldwin because I only know Amanda. I don't know his name or his last name, but Amanda's dad. And then, praise the Lamb of God, Trevia Carter and Monique Carter. And Ma Carter and Dad down there, and all of them, praise the Lamb of God, are great listeners, great supporters of our shows. I thank God for them. Hallelujah. And we're still praying for Dad's rehabilitation and what have you. I just don't call everybody's name every day, praise the Lamb of God, on the show. But when I bow on my knees, praise the Lamb of God, when I talk to the Lord in secret prayer, the God that I serve rewards openly. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for his amazing grace today. I thank God for his love Oh, my goodness. He's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. So I want you to come and pray for our sick and shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. And those that need a special touch from the Lord today, need that special touch from the Lord today. He is able. He is able, people of God, no matter your situation, your circumstance, God is able. He's still working signs, wonders, and miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. He's still working signs, wonders, and miracles. Know how I know? I'm one of them. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Athelia. Take us to the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we repent our sins and ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord, thy God. We thank you for the blessings that's already been answered. We thank you for the angels that's already been deployed. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we lift up every sick and shut in right now in the name of Jesus, God. Because you said it's already done, and we're depending on your word, Father God, because they must bring back fruit, Father God. They must bring back something, Father God. The atmosphere must respond to every word spoken in your book of life, Father God. So here we are in the name of Jesus, collectively, Father, saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for healing the sick in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up our mother Bertha in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that's going through every vein, Father God, every tissue of her body, every air pocket in her lungs, every vocal cord in her throat, Father God. We thank you for aligning it to your will, to your command in the name of Jesus. We cast out every sickness and disease out of her body right now. It must come out in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it, Father God. We renounce it right now, Father God, because you said, according to your word, Matthew 10 and 1, we have the authority by your grace, by your power, to cast out every sickness and disease, to cast out every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we lift up this woman of God before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. We understand it's only a test, Father God, but you also know that we're human, Father God. Sometimes our emotions take control of us. Sometimes our mind might take over. So we ask you to come into us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, and re-encourage us in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
put us back on track, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. We lift up our sister Shetuan. Hallelujah, glory unto you, Father God. Your daughter, Father God. Hallelujah. The one you molded, the one you groomed, the one you knew her name on this day. You knew she was going to be where she's at today, Father God. Hallelujah. Just let her know it's only a test. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, it's a small vacation in the name of Jesus. You see, you needed to talk to her. You needed to download on her. You needed to give her the strategy. You needed to give her the blueprint. And the only way to do it for her to stand still. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, Father God, we will lift her up before you, Father God, and say strengthen her, Father God, from every crevices of her body, Father God, every marrow that's in her bone, Father God. Regulate her heart. Regulate her mind. Regulate her lungs, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Confound the doctor, Father. When you finish downloading, everything must go and dissipate, Father God. They're going to look at say, there's nothing here. Nothing, no sign, no trace, no residue. Hallelujah, Father God. We give you glory and we give you honor. We're not going to give the devil any ground and any power. He ain't got no control. Matter of fact, we don't listen to him. Dare him not to say a word upon your children. Hallelujah, glory to the Lord, Father God. We lift up our sister Sylvia in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to give her the strategies that she needs, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, we ask you to bless her family, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Healing in her family, in the name of Jesus. Flow through the bloodline, Father God. Hallelujah. Wake up those who are sleeping, Father God. Reunite those who walked away, Father God. Let them know who you are, Father God, that there is nothing greater than you, Jesus, Lord and Savior. You are the strength. You are the power and the authority in the earth realm, Father God. And you are the I am in the heavens, Father God. Rain upon your children in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. We give you glory, Father God. We lift up our brother James, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The enemy thinks he got something going on here. He think he's going to attack the respiratory system, but he don't understand what the real thing is, that God is using him to get us in place. Hallelujah, glory to the Lord, my God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. Because he too has to bend before Jesus when he called all those to come before him. He too got to bend. That means he has no greater power than those on the earth, man. In the name of Jesus, James is healed before the Lord, and we say, thank you, Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for healing him, Father God. Thank you for blessing him in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. The enemy is already defeated. Long ago, before my mother's eyes were open, long before, in the name of Jesus. He had no power then. He ain't going to have none today. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we lift up our sister Shireen, Father God, and her daughter Shantina in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to bless them, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to the Lord thy God. Talking about a steadfast sister, in the name of Jesus, strengthen her, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory, Father God. Let her be a pillar in her community. Let her be a pillar in the kingdom, Father God. Hallelujah. Those who are weak will look upon her and say, strength is as she is, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We lift up the Carter family, Father God. Hallelujah. From the daughter, the son, the mother, to the father, all straight down the line, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we say healing, 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 all the way down the bloodline, Father God. Hallelujah. We say deliverance from all that's hindering them. In the name of Jesus, we say release your hand upon them, Father God. And bless them indeed, Father God. Keep evil from them, Father God. And let not the enemy use them for evil, Father God. Hallelujah. Put a hedge of protection over them, Father God. Cover them by your blood, Father God. Blood wash them, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus. Keep them close to each other, Father God. Keep them prayerful, Father God. Let them stay in the secret place, Father God. It's safe under your wings, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, show them signs and wonders. Show them favor with you and man, Father God. Hallelujah. Work in their life that they know it's only you, God. In the name of Jesus, they can do what you can do, Father God. Only you are able, Father God. Only you have the power in the name of Jesus. Only you can make the earth shake, Father God. So we give you glory on this day, Father God. Oh, magnifying name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. We lift up PSMI, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. We ask you to bless every person that's listening, every name that's on the page, Father God. Send out your warriors, Father God. Hallelujah, into the atmosphere, Father God, and stand on their behalf, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. We ask you to bless every person that's in the prison home, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let them pick up your book of life, Father God. Let them pick up your instructions of life, Father God. Their blueprint, Father God. They may be confused. They may not understand. But if they read your word, Father God, it will refocus their eyes and renew their mind, Father God.
Yes,
they will flex the muscles that only God can give them in the name of Jesus. They'll realize they have control of the atmosphere by knowing who God is in the name of Jesus. Seek the Father, the Lord, and the Savior. He's the only way in the name of Jesus. Men have 6 million ways, but there's only one way, and it's God's way. So we thank you for your anointing on this day, Father God. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace in the magnifying name of Jesus, Lord. So we ask you on this day to have your way, Father God, as we yield our spirit unto you. We say glory unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto you, Jesus, because you are the great I am. You are the Almighty. You are the deliverer, the provider. You are the sustainer. You are the healer of all mankind in the name of Jesus. We bow our heads before you, Father God, and say thank you for healing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we shall not ever forget you, Father God. We cast out the spirit of poisonous, Father God, and rebellion and disobedience, Father God. Because just because you bless us, we will not turn away from you, Father. we love you and honor you on this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Father,
thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your spirit, God.
My heart beats for you.
Precious Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Althea. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for being here with us today. Hallelujah. Where is my daughter? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lily, light it up, girl. Praise the Lamb of God. I need you to do some talking here. Where Lily at? Praise the Lamb of God. Here she is right here. Oh, my goodness. Lily and that pretty daughter of hers drove down from Black Lick. Praise the Lamb of God to Cincinnati. How long was that, Lily? You with me? About 2 hours and 15 minute drive. Praise the Lamb of God. They stayed over even for the Saturday session. I thought she was going back home Friday night, and they had went and got a hotel room and spent the night and came back. Oh my God, I was so blessed to have, you know, some PSM in the house. You know I'd be looking for some PSM in the house when I go out. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, thank you, daughter, for being there praying with me and being so supportive. That daughter is getting so pretty, Lily. I tell you the truth. Girl, I had a towel, and I laid it on her daughter and just left it there. Praise the Lamb. Let her soak under that anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so, oh. That little girl excites me, her sincerity. I was watching her, Lily, even as we were praying, how deep in prayer that girl gets. She dismisses herself. You know that?
Yes, yes.
She's an awesome. How old is she, Lily, 11?
She is 13.
She is 13 now. I mean, this girl knows how to go deep in prayer and worship like an old lady, like she's been doing this for 50 years. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love to see children deep in the spirit like that. Praise the Lamb of God. Lily, come on, talk to us. Praise the Lamb of God. Share with them what I couldn't see because I was doing the work. Praise the Lamb of God on Friday night there at that church. Boy, what a time. I tell you, oh, the power of the Lord was present. Hallelujah. What did you see, Lily? What was going on?
Well, Prophet, the one thing I love is just seeing you in action. It's just seeing how God flows through you and it flows out of you and onto the people. I just love watching that. Just something comes over me actually seeing you in flesh and blood. And I've seen it with the people. I've seen such a hunger for the prophetic. Such a hunger.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They really, really wanted this. They were needing They were waiting
yes.
for it.
Yes, yes, I agree with that. Now, that angel and I talked about even driving back home. She said, Dad, there was a hunger in there. They had fork, knife, spoons, bowls, everything. They just wanted what you had to give them, and they sopped it up. I tell you, it was really a wonderful move of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I just, oh, my goodness. I mean, I was taken away because after about, you know, an hour of ministering, praise the Lamb of God, you have to go on autopilot and let the Lord do the rest. It'll wear you out, boy, which it did, but in the end. But I'm just telling you, man, the power of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, the words that were spoken over the individuals that came to the altar, the power that hit that altar, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I was just waving the towel, and people were just going out in the presence of the Lord. Oh,
yes.
My God. Just
wow.
touching them with
people
the towel. It was just an awesome move. And praise the Lamb of God. And people were coming, pressing on the altar. And I mean, their bodies actually just gyrating. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. By the presence of the Lord that was there, that met us there. It was an incredible move. Praise the Lamb of God. And then the prophecies that were so on point. I mean, people came to me afterwards. Even while I was signing books, they were out in the hall, tears running down their eyes at how on point and accurate the prophetic words were in their life. Praise the Lamb of God, including the pastor, including Bishop Cousins. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, who has already opened a door to us, praise the Lamb of God, and shared with me if I want to bring the PSMI conference to Cincinnati, that he would host it for us, that he would love to host PSM in the year 2015, praise the Lamb of God. He said, I'm ready, man of God. We can do that. He said, I know my people will support it, and we can make that happen. So, people of God, we're praying over that. Of course, it made me happy and joyous just to see someone who – and trust me, I don't know this man on a personal level, praise the Lamb of God. He's not one I can call my friend or something of that nature. I met him at the conference at a regional summit that he hosted at his church. We were there. I was on program. I met him briefly. That was it. I prophesied to him at a conference in Louisville, and the young lady was with him that put the pictures on there about her home on Facebook. She was with him. That's how she got prophesied to. She was standing there with her. I forgot all about that woman. Hallelujah. And now it's as if him and I are brothers. And we have been through some of the same exact experiences of life. Both of us have 6 kids. Both of us have been married twice. I thought his wife's picture was my ex-wife. I looked at the picture. I said, is that my ex-wife? I'm looking at the picture. Hanging on the wall, I'm saying, wait a minute, because it was small. I had to walk up to it. I said, who is this? He said, my ex-wife. I said, Lord, have mercy. So many correlations as we sat and dined together. Oh, my goodness. That's what I wish you could have did, Lily. That chef, he has a chef back there. Oh, my goodness, made us some stuffed chicken that was out of this world. Angel don't eat nobody's food. She grew up down. I'll just put it that way. It was an awesome experience. I just wanted to share with you all, people of God, your prayers, your tears, your sweat, your energy that you give in to PSM, that you pray for me, that you pray for us while I'm traveling. The Lord heard prayer. That's all I want to tell you. God heard the prayers of the people. Hallelujah. And God moved, and the glory of the Lord was present. Praise the Lamb of God. And it was just an awesome, awesome thing. It was an awesome, awesome thing. Praise the Lamb of God.
I
told him, I said, say what,
Lele? I just wanted to say, Prophet, that the first night, when towards the end, when you said that God has a word specifically for four people or a miracle for four people, how, you know, that there's been a drought for the prophetic in that area. I don't know if it's just that area or that church, because you had about 25, 30 people come up to the altar, and you took the time to minister to each and every one of those people. And I know you had to be exhausted, but at the end, you know, God started being specific with you. Four people were actually received their miracle. The four ladies who stood up on the steps when the Lord started speaking to you and you started calling out the specific miracles. Because at first you called four people and about 30 people came up. And
right.
The Lord started speaking to you specifically about the miracle. And in the end, it actually turned out that there was four people in need of a miracle that night
received it. Yeah. Well, you know, it all depends on how one view a miracle and what a miracle. Of course, if I need $100 by the end of today, and if I don't get it, I'm going to lose, my car or something, then to me that could be a miracle. Lord, I need a miracle. I need you to give me this $100. But when I speak of miracles, I'm talking about stuff like the doctor says, like the lady with her daughter, praise the Lamb of God, and that I've spent all that I had. I don't know nowhere else to turn to but God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those things that are extremities for man, that no man can do this. Praise the Lamb. That's what miracles need to be active in. And God went forth, praise the Lamb of God, and blessed all four of those women, praise the Lamb of God, plus the others that came to the altar. Well, I have the compassion of Jesus. The Bible said, and he ministered to them all. He bore all of their infirmities. So I just stood there and said, Lord, if you give me the strength, I'll minister to all of them. And I went forth, praise the Lamb of God, which was a blessing to his ministry. He talked to me about that even, praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes you have to take time to be touchable and touch people, praise the Lamb of God, so that people can feel the God touching you, that they can feel the compassion and the love of Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, that emanates and flows from you. This is what God is looking for in this season, not superstars, not rock stars in God's house. Hello, somebody. God is looking for some humble, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I heard that, Holy Ghost. I'll do it again. Hallelujah. I run the bell on that. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, dong. God is looking for some humble, praise the Lamb of God, people who will allow him to expose himself through them. Hallelujah. Who will allow God to expose himself through you. Praise the Lamb of God, but not through your arrogance, your pride, and all of that puffed up and lift upness. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to come down to where people live. Even the woman that was running up to the altar and seemingly kind of rude getting in front of people, I played with her to keep control of her at that altar, because there's no sense in you trying to embarrass somebody or turn somebody off and make them feel little. The Lord of heaven and earth, hallelujah, is watching how we treat his people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, it was an exciting time for me. Then Saturday, the class period was awesome in itself. Praise the Lamb of God. Had a wonderful time teaching out of the manual. If you don't have the prophetic manual, the awakening is right there. Praise the Lamb. You can order it. We have about, we only have about 6 copies of that left. We sold almost all of those. Praise the Lord. I think we came back with 2, and I had left 4 of them here at the house. So we only got about 6 of those, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophetic mantle. We have to order another batch of those, praise the Lamb of God. But our new book is out, Fall on Your Knees. You need that in your library. And then we do have, of course, the call and burden of intercessory prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, you can get the bundle. We'll give you the same bundle price for all three for $40 if you want to order it that way. Praise the all three for $40. Or, praise the Lamb of God, it's 20, 15, 15. 20, 15, 15. Praise the Lamb of God for these books. Hallelujah. And that's with shipping and handling. Hallelujah, because, of course, it costs the mail and this, that, and another. So 15, 15, and then 20. Praise the Lamb of God. But you can get the whole bundle for $40. Praise the Lamb of God for those of you who would like all three. Praise the Lamb of God. And I will autograph them for you. Praise the Lamb of God as they come to you. I will autograph them for you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God. Oh, man, what an awesome show it's been already. Just talking about the goodness of the Lord on Testimony Tuesday. If someone have a testimony, I want to hear it. Lele, you got a testimony. What you want to say, Lele? You got the mic right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you got one, we listening.
Unfortunately, I don't have a testimony at the moment.
All right. Well, we were blessed to see you. That was testimony enough for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Anyone else, just push one on your dial, and you will be brought into queue so that you can give your testimony today. Praise the Lamb of God concerning the goodness of the Lord, concerning the goodness of the Lord. So many is being blessed, and I know you are. I know you are. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do, oh, wait a minute. It's somebody else from your area code. Well, it's one drop. Lele, are you with me? No, there's another one then. Hallelujah. Erico 614,
no,
your mic is...
That's still me, Prophet. I had to switch phones. Sorry.
Oh, you switched phones. Okay. I already said, wait a minute. Go somebody else from your Erico. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. All right, people of God. My goodness gracious. Boy, oh, boy, I can testify all day of his goodness. Oh, my God, just how wonderful he is and the blessing over my home and my children. It just never ceases to amaze me how the Lord takes care of my family for me. And I just thank God for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of the children was here yesterday, Gabriella, Angel, and her husband came by yesterday. Boy, I tell you, Gabriella is really growing up, people of God, with a sense of God that's out of this world. And I thank God for it. Praise the Lamb of Sunday in our service. Hallelujah, boy. I know if my Bertha was on today, she would be screaming because Sunday in our service, praise the Lamb of God, we did not have the opportunity to open our Bibles and preach. The move of God was so strong, Lele. I think it's the aftermath, praise the Lamb of God, of the visit there in Cincinnati. I think we brought the glory home. Hallelujah, Angel and I. But Angel sung us as though she didn't even sing at that church. She sung us into oblivion. People of God, I'm talking about worship. And those of you who know Angel know she's a worshiper. She sung us into a place, praise the Lamb of God, that all I could do is prophesy. I couldn't do nothing but prophesy. When I stood up to come to the pulpit, the Lord said, when you stand before the people, tell them I have favored them this day. And I didn't even know what he was talking about. I said, the Lord told me to tell you that he has favored you today with great favor. Praise the Lamb of God. Then the Lord said, prophesy to each and every one of them. I prophesied to everybody under the roof, the drummer, the keyboard, everybody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Never left the pulpit. Stood there and prophesied to all of them. And then Bertha and Nettie prophesied over the children. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this, people of God. Before we got ready to leave, the Spirit of the Lord says to me, see, I have favored this house above many. And I thought about when he said it, a lot of people went to cathedrals, jam-packed, and did not get a prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of people didn't get the type of presence that we had. I'm talking about God was in the house. Hallelujah. He favored us. Oh, wait a minute. The Lord is speaking even now. Bless your name, Father. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I never ignore you. You are God. I love you, Father. Holy Ghost, yes, God, I am here. Yes, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, God. God says to tell the people today, thus says the Lord, I desire to even do more for you, says the Lord. I desire to even do more than you can ask, expect, hallelujah, abundantly more, says the Lamb, than you can ask or expect or think, hallelujah. This is what God says. If you would only grant me access, yes, yes, Lord. Oh, God. God said that he desire to be in your homes with you. Praise the Lamb of God. God said that he desires to be with you everywhere you are. Everywhere you are, God says, I desire to be with you. He's speaking clear word to me right now, people of God. Hear the prophet now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
God said, my love is upon them. My love is upon you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I desire to work a perfect work in you in this your day, says the Lamb of God. A complete work, a finished work, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For I know the plans I have for you, saith God, that they are good and not evil, that they have the expected end that I pronounced over you. Before you came into your mother's womb, says the Lamb of God, I've already determined your outcome, praise the Lamb of God, before you came in to your mother's womb, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I say unto you today that many of you, praise the Lamb of God, are going into your wealthy place quicker than you can even imagine, quicker than you can think, praise the Lamb of God. By the time you think it all out, you will already be there, says the Lamb of God. For I have pronounced it, says the Lamb of God. I have spoken from the heavens, and since I am God, it must perform it, says the Lamb of God, in this your day. I love you today, saith God. I love you today, saith God. I love you, my children, says the Lamb of God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, glorious God. Blessed be God today. Blessed be God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders and miracles belong to the children of men. Signs and wonders and miracles. Hallelujah. Belong to my people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lily, there's an effectual door opens in the heavens for you. An effectual door has been opened in the heavens for you, praise the Lamb of God, to go in and out of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Day and night, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is no veil. The veil's been rented. Hallelujah. At Calvary, the Lord said, the door is wide open for you, daughter. The door is wide open for you in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Our God is something else today. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. I give you praise. Hallelujah for your word. I give you praise, for your richness. I give you praise for your presence today. Oh, God, let healing be on your children today. Oh, I ask you, Father, hallelujah, let your healing virtue flow on your children. Flow on your children, God. Hallelujah today. Touch, Father. Glorious God. Glorious Jesus. Holy Ghost, my beloved. Hallelujah. So many respiratories. So many lungs. So many sinus, oh God. But I know you're able today. I know you're able today, Father. So we command the blessing on your people. Hallelujah, that the healing balm of Gilead be upon them. Ah, God, restore today in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we lift them up to you. Blessed be God of heaven and earth. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, what an awesome God we serve. My. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lily, God's going to do it.
God's going to do it.
You should not ask. God's going to do it. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior, God's going to do it. He's going to do what nobody else can do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Athelia, I've been praying for you. Hallelujah. Without you even knowing, I've been behind your back praying for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to do something very, very special for you, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to finances. Praise the Lamb of God. I want God to move in your life. Praise the Lamb. I want him to do something very special. Everybody has a speaker open. Your speaker is causing an echo. Praise the Lamb. You have to take it off speaker. Praise God. But I want God to do something very, very special for you that will cause, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the abundance to flow in your life. The abundance to flow in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord spoke a powerful word. Praise God. Hallelujah. He spoke a powerful word. And then we're going to go into this lesson on Haggai, the prophet Haggai. But the Lord spoke a powerful word while we were just, oh my God, while he in the spirit realm. Thank you, Lord, for your hand today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. God spoke us a very powerful word when he said, if my children will only allow me access, praise the Lamb of God, that's an entrance. If they would only give me the opportunity to come in, if they would make it so I could come in, hallelujah. I don't know if you all remember, I preached a message, praise the Lamb of God, entitled, The Struggle is Over, The War is Over, praise the Lamb of God.
Amen, you powerful. Did.
Yeah, it was a powerful word. I ministered this word out of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, praise the Lamb of God. And the key, or the turnkey to releasing the blessing, hallelujah, for the struggle to be over was prepare ye the way of the Lord, prepare him a way in the wilderness and make it straight, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Preparing a way for the Lord in your wilderness, hallelujah, and making it straight. God always, when he speaks to us, a blessing condition. He just spoke. Now, he just spoke this. He said, if only they will give me access, give me opportunity to come in. So you must find, people of God, what it is that's hindering access. What is it the unclean thing? What is it that's hindering access? Is it my attitude? Is it my mouth? Is it my sin? Whatever it is, it has to be dealt with because it's blocking access of God from doing what he desires to do. Is there unforgiveness in your heart? It's blocking access for God to do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hey, somebody. I know I'm ministering to you. Hallelujah. God says, and God cannot lie, I'm ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell them I desire to come in. Tell them I desire to bless them with more than they can even think, ask, or expect. I want to do it. If they would only give me access. That is the condition. So now we can be lazy and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and run on in our same condition. But God spoke today and said, there is something blocking me from performing my good word. And if you got to go on a fast to find it, then you need to drop your plate right now and find out what's wrong and do a spiritual search and turn inward in prayer. Hallelujah. So that God can grant you what he desires to give you. Oh, this is a powerful word right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Because many people think it's an absolute automatic, and it's not. Now, he conditioned this. Okay. Don't nobody want to say amen today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I know I'm telling
amen.
The truth. I heard him loud and clear, and he conditioned it. Now, he stopped me in the middle of my conversation with you to tell you what he had to say. Glorious news. That's got shouting material all in it. I'm
Hallelujah.
Ready to bless you.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready to bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
But them stank attitudes, that haughtiness.
Come on, God.
Hard heart, that rebellion. Them nasty words we spoke against people. Without repenting, without asking for forgiveness, and we think God just going to bless anyway. If he does that, that means he's pleased with what you did. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There must be a breaking. Praise the Lamb of God. There must be a breaking. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you can't forgive, you can't be forgiven. If you can't forgive, you can't be forgiven.
That's right. You're right today, Apostle.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You must come to the place of being able to forgive. Of being able, praise the Lamb of God, to be forgiven. God has designed it this way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. I know sometimes, people of God, I get strong when I talk to you like this, but it's holy indignation. It's not me. Hallelujah. I know when that spirit comes over me like that. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know it's God. I know it's the Holy Ghost. Trying to make me firmly tell you
that
you're crying out stuff that God is right at your door within his hand, and you are the problem.
Uh-huh.
He said, you won't let him in.
That's right.
Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man would open up and allow me to come in, I and my Father will come in and sup with you.
Come
and we will make our abode with you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And God ain't trying to get in your house just to, like he's Santa Claus, to deliver you something and leave.
Yes.
He wants a permanent residency.
He want to stay. Come on, man.
He want to stay. So make room for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Make some room for Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think that's plain as day. That's plain as day. Some of us can't receive our healing because of our heart.
Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, people of God, when I get sick, I do heart searching. I start saying, Lord, have I messed up? Have I done wrong? Have I offended somebody? Forgive me, Father. I go to search, I get a searchlight because, praise the Lamb of God, number one, I always have felt that I should get sick. Not me. Hallelujah. I'm the bearer and the carrier. I shouldn't get sick. But then when I look at the record, praise the Lamb of God, it does not exempt me. Then I have to be an example in sickness. How do you be an example in sickness? By doing all you can while you still sick. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. By living with your sickness. By bearing the infirmity while you're praying your way through. Saying, it's all right, Lord. I read it today in my meditation. Job said it. Though he slay me, yet will I trust.
Yes, God.
Though I'm on my sick bed, I trust you.
I do.
Though I'm afflicted, I trust you.
Yes, God.
Though I don't have a car, I trust you.
Yes,
though they're sitting in the furniture house, I'm trusting that there's another place for me to go to. You've opened another door because
yes,
I know
God.
In whom I believe. I know my Redeemer lives.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. We had an accident yesterday, Father, and you broke my arm, but if you're going to drive today, I'm getting in the car with you. Though you slay me, yet. Oh, God, I wish I had some yet people around here. Yet will I trust in you.
Oh, I will.
I'm going to trust you. Hallelujah. I'll trust you. That's what Donnie McClurkin said. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Woo! But what if it hurts? I'll trust you. Hallelujah. What if the doctors say, I'll trust you? I'm the rebel who's shitting, I feel God right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. What if I can't see my way? I'll trust you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'll keep on trusting you. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes. I'll trust. Praise the Lamb of God. What a powerful prophetic word. Praise the, and somebody break it down to you. Hallelujah. To the extent that you can reap the benefit from it. Praise the Lamb of God. All right.
Yes.
All right. We're going right into the word. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. I want to give you this. Praise the Lamb of God, prophetic people. Ring the bell, somebody, and tell them, praise the Lamb of God, it's study time. It's time to look in the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let's see what God got to say to us today. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, he's an awesome God. You know that, don't you? Yeah, you do. You know he is. Praise the Lamb of God. He's awesome. All this prophetic air on this show is just too rich for my blood sometimes. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, let me give us a little prophetic in the background. Praise the Lamb of God. Just a little bit. I don't want it too loud because I want you to be able to hear me. Praise the Lamb of God as I teach you this lesson on the prophet Haggai. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Whose name means festive. Yeah, it means, that's what it means, to celebrate. It means festive. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he comes to us in the 6th century B.C., this minor prophet again. Praise the Lamb of God. We leap right over Haggai, because, again, he's one of the thin pages. Praise the Lamb of God. He's only 2 chapters deep. Praise the Lamb of God in his writing. He's only 2 chapters. Hallelujah. And he writes concerning the rebuilding of the temple. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord to the people of God after their captivity, their post-captivity. Praise the Lamb of God. He was one of the early post-captivity prophets to prophesy. Praise the Lamb of God. After the people come out of the Babylonian captivity, after they are released to go and rebuild the walls and things of this nature, that was Ezra, praise the Lamb of God, who was commanded, of course, we know, to rebuild the house of God, praise the Lamb of God. And he did this in under Darius the king, according to the first verse, in the second year of Darius the king. Now, we know Darius, praise the Lamb of God, also from Isaiah. We know Darius. We've seen his name. Darius the king, he does not know me. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord said, but I know him, and I'll turn his heart any way I desire. And that's what takes place here. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord has turned Darius' heart and allowed the people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to go forth. And the word of the Lord comes from Haggai. Praise the Lamb of God, Haggai, if you would, to the prophet Zerubbabel. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, who was the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord comes to Zerubbabel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The son of the governor of Judah, and to the high priest. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord is saying. Speak the Lord, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts. This is what the prophet Haggai show up saying. This people say the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lay waste? Hello, light bulbs. This is the question of God. Are you dwelling in your house, and my house lay waste? Praise the Lamb of God. This is something that the people of God don't normally consider. Praise the Lamb of God, and that is, what is going on in God's house? We don't consider this. Hallelujah. We don't really consider, praise the Lamb of God, what is going on in the house of God, praise the Lamb, that deserves our attention, that deserves our finance, that deserves, praise the Lamb of God, our love and our compassion, not towards the people at the church, not towards the pastor or first lady and all of that, but towards God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is needed? What is needed in God's house that you have in your house, praise the Lamb of God, that you're comfortable, but when it comes down to God's house, you don't care? Hallelujah. You know why? Because of your selfishness. What's in your house is for you. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And even though God can't use personally some things that you might think is needed in the house of God or the house of God should have, praise the Lamb of God, you won't provide it because you feel, have mercy, Lord, you feel that others are going to utilize it. Well, they are children in God's house. They're people that come visit God's house. Praise the Lord. Some of us will go in the lavatory and see there's no toilet tissue, but will not go out to the store and buy a giant pack of toilet tissue and bring it back to the house of God and say, I saw there was no toilet tissue, so I went and got this for the church.
You show right.
Some of us will go to Sam's Club and buy Kleenex, all kinds of detergents, and never think that the house of God's going to need cleaning, too. I'm going to get a bottle of this and take it to church, this clean green or something. It'll help get that stain out of that sink. None of us, we let God's house go waste. Hello, light bulbs. Hello, light bulbs. The carpet be dirty. The pews be nasty. But getting your carpet, you on your knees scrubbing it.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs. I'm getting some new carpet in here anyway. I'm just waiting on the spring to come. But we will walk forever in God's house. Won't shampoo it. It see the dust and look right over it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God sees your heart. God sees the way you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sees your heart. God sees the way you are. And God sees, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that what he has given you, you have taken to be yours and not the Lord's. Hello, light bulbs. And this is the mindset that people of God need to come to. Everything I have and am belongs to God. Hello, light bulbs. But we are so selfish and so self-centered until we can walk out of the church and the steps will fall off. And we'll say, woo, that's a shame. Pastor and them ought to get that done. They ought to get that fixed. We're always shifting the buck and the blame to the next person. To the saying, I'm going in and talk to Pastor and see what we can do about these steps. Pastor, these steps need, blah, 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 blah. Do we have finance to get it or how much it going to take? I got the first $100, something. Something, but to ignore God's house. This is what they did. They were living in sealed houses. They were living in nice homes. Now, this after I have delivered you from bondage. I done already delivered you from bondage. You've been in bondage 70 years. I've delivered you from bondage. I've returned you through a pagan king back to your homes. He let you go. Unheard of. Just let them out of slavery. So, no, we don't want them. We're going to keep the Babylonians in slavery. Let the Israelites go back to their land. That's what Darius did, the Persians. Let them go back and gave them permission and stuff and finances and materials to rebuild their city. What did they build first? Evidently, they built houses. Because you're living in your sealed houses. And my house lay waste. That's what the Lord says here. Hallelujah. Watch verse 5. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and you bring in little. Listen to this, because this go right what I just said before we started this lesson. The Lord said he wanted to bless us. If we could get access, look what he says. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but your thirst is not satisfied. You put on clothes, but there is none that's warm. And he that earneth wages, I put a hole in his sack. Hallelujah. That he can't keep no money in his pocket. It's right there. I didn't write this. Don't get mad at me now. I didn't write this. Hallelujah. These six verses written by Haggai, the prophet, to the people of God to let them see their ways. God said, consider your ways. Hallelujah. Consider your ways. Consider what's going on with you. And consider why you don't never have enough to do nothing. Consider why everything you get, you got to spend it. Consider why, praise the, it's right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't never got enough clothes. You ain't never got enough of nothing. You can't be satisfied. Why? Because of your own heart and your own ways. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord. You look for much, and lo, it come a little. And you, when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste. And ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew. It ain't even raining on your side of the street. And the earth is stayed from her fruit. I won't even allow increase to come unto you. Oh, I know y'all quiet on this one. And I called a drought upon the land, and I called the recession. It's right there. Upon the corn, upon the wine, upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. God said, I called the drought on it. I did it. Hallelujah, because you ignored me. Yeah, you cry out to me and all that and sing songs and everything, but your performance is nothing. You don't witness. You don't share me. Hallelujah. You're too trifling to pray. You won't do anything, praise the Lamb of God, that does not concern you. But when it come for you representing me and doing, praise the Lamb, which the house of God represented God, God said, wait a minute. Hallelujah. How you going to tell me you're thankful and you praise me for delivering you and giving you homes and doing this and doing that, and yet you will not even, praise the Lamb of God, fix my house up so it can look like you got a God? And the heathens will build their idol God a house and build the idol God out of the precious metals and jewels and everything, and he can't even come. He never delivered them from nothing. If they were delivered, I delivered them, saith the Lord. He tell you that in the first chapters of Isaiah. There is no other God. The Lord said, I don't know one. Introduce him to me. I want to meet a God. I don't know another God. I alone am God. It's right there in the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. He said, but this, boy, 12 verses, these 11 verses, will put you back in alignment. That's exactly what they're for. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This some heavy hitting stuff. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people. Look at this. Obeyed the voice of the Lord their God. Obeyed the voice of the Lord their God. And the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Boy, that's all you need to hear from God, don't you? I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came, watch this now, and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. Hallelujah. In the 4th and 20th day of the 6th month in the 2nd year of Darius the king. They went to work, praise the love of God. And it wasn't but like 20 some days later. After this message was delivered, a few days later, you know what they start doing? They start building the house. They start building God a house a few days later. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe the time interim in the few days was the gathering of the materials and laying out, saying, let's get to work. God is right. Pray, only a fool rebuttal when God speaks. If anything I told you today has made your heart hard, then you are set up for more failure, more bondage, and more lack in your life. Because only a fool, praise the Lamb of God, despises correction and rebuke and instruction. Only a fool despises that. Hallelujah. When the Lord is speaking to give you, praise the Lamb of God, an expected end. When the Lord is speaking, praise the Lamb of God, to bless you, and you don't want to hear the words repent. You don't want to hear the words turn. You don't want to hear the words change. You don't want to hear the words consider yourself. Consider your ways. I ain't got to consider nothing. I know me. That's haughty right there. Be careful, people of God. Hallelujah. Be careful. Because even hard words from God is words of love. They're given in love like a mother's scrap on your back, like a father's lash who loves you and trying to straighten you out. You better know what love is and what love is not. Love don't allow you to continue in your way to destruction. Love don't allow you to continue, praise the Lamb of God, to be a hypocrite. Love does not allow you to continue to abuse yourself. Hallelujah. And miss out knowing that I can talk to you and open your eyes so that you can see clear the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pure love, oh my God, will correct you, instruct you, no matter if it hurts the one that give it to you. If you have to be mad at me about it, then I got to take this because I love you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Man, this word, so powerful, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and just what I read you, it's so awesome, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Woo! I am with you, saith the Lord, hallelujah. I am with you, saith the Lord, and the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. God stirred them up. Once they started working, God came in the midst. Hallelujah. You know he did it through the governor of Judah? The governor prays. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. Hallelujah. But they did the work by the stirring of God. God stirred them. Once they received the word of God and put forth an effort, God said, now I'm going to make it easy for you. It ain't going to be burdensome and cumbersome upon you. I'm going to stir this thing up for you, praise the Lamb of God, by stirring your spirits. They probably was out there laughing and singing and rejoicing in the Lord, building his house. Building and probably saying, boy, if I knew it was going to be this good, we should have started this earlier. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. The second chapter is the last chapter. In the seventh month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw the house in its first glory? Hallelujah. before the captivity? And how did you, and how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, thy priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. In other words, I know this house cannot compare to the house that Solomon built that was destroyed, but I am with you in what you're doing, in the reestablishing of the house. You don't have all that Solomon had to build. David had laid everything in the treasury already for the house. The blueprint had already been laid in the house. You did this in a few days. But David did it over the whole span of his tenure as king before Solomon put his hands to it. So it cannot compare with all the gold and overlays and this and that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 5, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yes, once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens. Y'all better watch this. And the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations. And the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory. Hello, somebody. And I will fill this house with glory. My God, saith the Lord of hosts, the silver is mine. Y'all better listen to him. The gold is mine. Y'all better listen to God. And the rebosh, she God, saith the Lord of hosts, the glory of this latter house, oh my God, shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you can wrap your mind around what God is saying here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But all that I did for Solomon, it's like God said, I'm going to do double for you. Hallelujah. And God said, I'm going to do it in such a way when I shake the earth and shake the nations, that they're going to give you their silver and gold. Praise the Lamb of God. They're going to bring it to you. Hallelujah. They're going to bring it and lay it at your feet at what I'm going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And the glory of this latter house is going to be greater than the glory of the first. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When God restores, he don't restore same equal. He give greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Did you hear what I says? When God restore you, there's a vindication in it. Praise the Lamb of God. When God restores you, hallelujah, he remove your reproach. He restore you in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that your enemy and everybody else that around you who knew you, before he restored you, I'm talking about when you used to have it the way you had it, and all of that was lost. When God restore you, he restore you in a way that make them jealous. They say, oh, my God, not only is she getting it, she getting more. Hallelujah. She didn't have this. Hallelujah. She didn't have this. She didn't have it like this. She had some stuff, but it wasn't like this. She had a house, but it wasn't like this. She had a car, but it wasn't this kind. My God, God know how to restore you, vindicate you, remove your reproach, and cause his glory to be seen upon you all at the same time. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Because this word right here is awesome to those of us, praise the Lamb of God, that embrace, hallelujah, the restoration of God in this season. Hallelujah. As God is restoring us after the floods, after the mudslides, after, hallelujah, the tornadoes, hurricanes, snowfalls, this, that, and another, after the debacle, after the losses of homes, after, praise the loss of good jobs, after finances are gone and this, that, and another, and God is restoring now in this season, you better know what he's doing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. You better know what he's doing and how he does it, praise the Lamb, so that you will be able to know that God did it and it wasn't your good looks, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It wasn't because of you, but it was because you pleased God in your life and in your living and in the struggle that you went through, praise the Lamb of God, that you pleased God. All right, this last bit. In the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, the 4th and 20th day, that's the 24th, right? That would be like September. In the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by the prophet, hallelujah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or partridge, or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of things, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord. So is every work of their hands, that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you consider, from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone on the temple of the Lord, since those days were when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press fat for to draw the 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew, with hail, and all the labors of your hands. Yet you turn not to me, says the Lord. See, this is the problem, people of God, that no matter what God sends against the earth, we will not turn. No matter how he drag out our finances, people's hearts still won't turn to him. This is what the Lord is saying. I smote you with all of this, and you still didn't turn to me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Consider now this day. From this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree has not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. Hallelujah. From this day, you have not seen it happen on this wise. Hallelujah. You've seen a little. But from this day, I will bless you. Know how you know when God is blessing you? You in overflow. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now act like you don't know that. You in overflow when God is blessing you. It ain't just enough. You are in overflow when God is blessing. Hello, somebody. You are in overflow when God is blessing. I know this is a tight word. They ain't even putting nothing on Facebook. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. And again, the word of the Lord came unto Haggai the 420 day of the month, saying, speak to the Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength, praise the Lamb of God, of the kingdoms of the heathens. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. In that day, said the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee with the Lord, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophet will be right back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God. Woo. Well, Lord. What a word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't think we was going to be able to do that whole chapter. Praise the Lamb. We did that whole chapter in that little space of time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will make thee as a signet. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what he speaks to Zerubbabel, his servant. Praise the Lord through the prophet. I will make thee as a signet, as a sign of my goodness, my greatness. Oh, Zerubbabel. God is looking for Zerubbabel right now. God is looking for some people, praise the Lamb of God, that he can really, really bless, that he can really use, praise the Lamb of God, to do something special in this time to help bring about restoration of his house. And it may not be the physical building, but it may be the people who have gone astray, that's lost, that are in a backslidden condition. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those that need a word from the Lord, those that need a witness, those that need that inner person built up, those that need a word from God on high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that just need encouraging. Somebody just needs some encouragement. Somebody need God to just encourage them through you. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Somebody, hallelujah, has laid waste so long until they can't understand why their issues are the way they are, why they're suffering, so why everything touched their hand turned to powder, why their pocket have a hole in it. They don't understand why they can't keep money. They can't keep nothing. Everything they get goes right out, goes right out the door. They can't be satisfied. They can't be filled. They can't be comforted. They can't be made warm. You have the restoring word in your mouth. Hallelujah. You, people of God, have the restoring word in your mouth. You, people of God, are the balm in your head that God wants to use. Hallelujah. To help restore, to help heal, to help bring back. My God in heaven, isn't it wonderful to be chosen by God? It is. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's a greater when you're chosen by God to be used by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many today are just holding titles with no performance. Titles. What kind of prophet would I be if every time you turn on the show, all I did was teach and everything and never prophesy? Never share what God is speaking in the spirit realm. Never. You say, what kind of prophet is this? He don't never prophesy. I ain't never heard him prophesy nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to notice, people, the budding of the trees, they're budding real fast. I walked to the car Sunday, and I saw some little berries on the trees. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Summer is going to come early, meaning it's going to be a hot one. Remember what the Lord said about the heat this summer. Get your air conditions checked. Praise the Lamb of God. Get your fluids in your car checked. Make sure your air compressor is working properly and that Freon is in your car. I'm trying to be a blessing to you. I'm trying to help you. Praise the Lamb of God. When you know what God's going to do, you can prepare, can't you? Yes, you can. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Check everything out and have some backup support. You might want to get a fan or two. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Catch them on sale. Get you a fan or two so that you will have that in place. Praise the Lamb of God when this heat wave comes through. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We've had an unpredictable record amount of snow. Praise the Lamb. Have we not? Yes, we have.
Amen.
Then what's going to say that we ain't going to have an unpredictable record amount of heat? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. God spoke it and he performed it. God spoke it and he performed it. God spoke it and he performed it. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's able now to perform. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I have enjoyed, hallelujah, this portion of the show. Let me take the time again to say this to you. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God here. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. All of you here, praise the Lamb of God. Prepare to order the Fall on Your Knees book. Praise the Lamb of God. I see an order has already came in even since we've been on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you. And it will be coming to your doorstep. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Then there's others of you, praise the Lamb of God. I think three of you who gave the offering on last week, praise the Lamb of God. Three or four of you that will be receiving your copies of the book are also in the mail, praise the Lamb of God, as we send them out towards the end of this week. So be looking for yours also, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, to Fall on Your Knees copy. I am just overwhelmed at the goodness of God, at how he speaks. I picked up that book and started reading it, praise the Lamb of God, and had forgotten what I wrote. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. The Spirit of the Lord be on me so heavy sometimes when I'm writing until, hallelujah, it's like my hand is moving without my head, and the Lord just writes and writes and writes and writes. Praise the Lamb of God, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love doing what he would have me to do. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm still working, got to compose and compile the peas in the pot. I want you all to have that copy, too, of Success. Oh, my goodness. I know what the issue is with that book now. It just hit me in my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord, we will do that. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Such revelations. Such revelation that pours forth, praise the Lamb of God, and comes out of our spirit when you're in the right mode, in the right place, praise the Lamb of God, doing the right thing for the Lord. Hallelujah. Many of you are going to see blessings, hallelujah, that is coming to your house and coming into your possession that you're not going to be able to believe that God has done this for you. I'm telling you, he's literally setting you up for the rest of your life, praise the Lamb of God, many of us. And you're not going to believe how easy he's going to make it for you, praise the Lamb of God, and how blessed you're going to be, hallelujah, so that you don't have to worry about anything, about your future, how it's going to come to play, and this, that, and another. This is the best season, praise the Lamb of God, that we have ever been in, positioned as the people of God. This is the best season, praise the Lamb of God, and since we have been on planet Earth, that we have been positioned in, it is a harvest season. Look out on the field at the sinners, people of God. I don't know why the church is so blind. Look at out on the field. It's lily white. There's more unchurched people now, hallelujah, than when you got saved. There's more unchurched people now. Hallelujah. There's so many unchurched, so many non-Christians, so many backsliders, so many that's into their own things and this, that, or another, that's ignoring God. The harvest is white. Let me tell you something. Anytime there's a spiritual harvest, there's a physical harvest. You better listen to me. So it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural. Hallelujah. There's a harvest. There's a harvest. There's a harvest. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prepare yourself for the harvest of the Lord. My goodness gracious. It's coming. It's ours. It belongs to us as the people of God. It belongs to us as the church of Jesus Christ. Sinners are going to come. Hallelujah. God is going to shake, just as he said in Zerubbabel's day. I will shake the earth once, even twice. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, all these hurricanes and tornadoes and what have you, woo-wee, California just got shook up. Ain't nobody talking about it, but they shook up out there, I promise you. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody considering their ways right now in California, because God come through and let a building land on top of your head before you can say Jiminy quick. God can come through, praise the Lamb of God, and take you out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All kinds of ways. Sleep in a mudslide. Take you and your house right on down the road. Hallelujah. Lola. People of God, you can be driving and a hole open in the earth, a sinkhole that will swallow you up. Better get yourself together with God. Hallelujah. This is not a game. Not a game. Praise the Lamb of God. Can I say it again? This is not a game. Praise God. God is very serious about what he's doing right now. And I hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that each of us today, praise the Lamb of God, will move in this level of manifestation and recognize what God is doing and don't ignore God. Hallelujah. Don't ignore God in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't ignore the knock. on your door, praise the Lamb of God, that God is knocking, that it's not a man knocking, that it's not a man moving you to fear, but God is knocking, praise the Lamb of God. The book Fall on Your Knees is the call of God to a nation, to his church, to families, and to a people to return to him. That's what Fall on Your Knees is about. But it deals with so much and so many intricate, praise the Lamb of God, revelations that God has given us. Go to PSMINTL, praise the Lamb of God, and you can order your book there, praise the Lamb of God, and we will rush your copy out at the end of this week. Praise the Lamb. All right, praise God. You know, never know. Prophet may put vials of oil in there for you. I may put some holy water in there as the Spirit leads us. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of the people have gotten T-shirts. They didn't order T-shirts, but I know some are coming. So I told them, put a T-shirt in each one of those packages for them. Hallelujah. Just because of the seed they sowed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of man I am, though. I'm just that good-hearted. Hallelujah. That I will do things like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, I am. God, I believe in it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I just sent some water and oil down south to Sharon. That's her name. Yeah, Sharon. Praise the Lamb of God for her and her daughter. Hallelujah. Yes, I did. Wanted them to have it. Praise the Lamb of God. Sent it down there to her so that God can do a perfect work down there in their house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. J. Dr. J been posting for me. Oh, somebody. Thank you, Dr. J. Dr. J. Dr. J. That's my Charlotte, y'all. Charlotte rides or die, boy. I'm telling you, that's a ride or die right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It was somebody else. I don't know who it was. Praise the Lamb of God. And I was talking about ride or die. And I was saying, those are the kind of people I like. I like ride or die people. I don't like folk who just with you one day and gone the next day. I like ride or die. Whatever we going through, we going through it. Let's handle this. Praise the Lamb of God. Through the flood, through the flames, hallelujah, through the rain, through the mud, we gonna ride or die. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's the way I am with the Lord. Though he slay me. See, that's a ride or die person. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That means I'm not going to stop serving him no matter what. Praise the Lord. Nobody going to stop me. I'm not going to be a... I don't care what the apostles, the bishops, or nobody do. They can do somersaults and go for a jog through hell. I don't care. I'm not going to stop serving the Lord. Not Shakespeare. Praise the Lamb of God. I refuse to. Hallelujah. I'm going to give myself to prayer. I'm going to pray for my enemies as well as those that love me. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for those that backstab me as that embrace me. I'm going to embrace and love all mankind. Hallelujah. Because I know the Lord. Hallelujah. I know the Lord. I know the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lily, I'll be sending you your book, baby. It just popped through the system. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do my best to be the man of God that God has called me to be so that your life can be enriched, your life blessed. I'm living for others now. Hallelujah. I'm living a life for others right now because I want to be an example of what God wants to do in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm God's man in God's place, in God's time, doing God's work, and I love it. Praise the Lamb of God. Be blessed. I'll talk to you guys on tomorrow. Know, hallelujah, that I'm excited about your future because I see you better in the future. You look better. You have more. Greater is upon you, and you're going to receive it. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's continue to testify and share even on our page today, praise the Lamb of God, about the goodness of God. I love you. Granddaughter, get well. I love all of you. Talk to you tomorrow. Hi, Sylvia.
Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will.
Perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause